The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just by way of interest this morning, today is the fifth anniversary of that beautiful encyclical of Pope Francis, Laudato Si, where he asked us to, this coming week, he's asked us to pray for the preservation of the earth, for the preservation of the planet, and to respect creation in all ways and in every way we can. And it's not just there for our use, but it's there as something to be admired and taken care of, that has been entrusted to us by God. And it's interesting, if you were listening to the responsorial psalm this morning, the beautiful response, "Cry out to God, all the earth." Let all the earth, cry out to God, what? With joy. Easter is a season of joy. The whole season of Easter is full of alleluias. And an alleluia is a song of joy. And the gospel this morning, sixth Sunday of Easter, prepares us for is an account of Christ's last words or discourse to his apostles. Next Sunday we will be celebrating the Feast of the Ascension, and then the following Sunday the Feast of Pentecost. Now, a couple of things in the Gospel this morning I want to go through and maybe give you a little bit of the background. And the Lord refers to the Holy Spirit as our advocate, somebody who pleads for us. And it reminds me of a story of the lawyer. It so happened that a pope and a lawyer died at the same time and ended up in heaven. And a few days after they had been in heaven, The Pope began to notice that the lawyer got a much better deal than the Pope had. He had a much better deal. He was in a very nice house. He had a lot more servants than the Pope. And the Pope was wondering, how come this lawyer got a better deal than me since I was a Pope? So he confronted Peter, the Pope did, and he said to Peter, Peter, I don't understand how this lawyer has a much better place than I have, even though I gave my life to God and I ended up being Pope. And Peter said to him, well, you got to understand, he says, we've got lots of popes here, but he's the first lawyer that ever came here. Now, sorry, apologies to any lawyer who might be watching. It's just a story. It's just a little joke. Now, also in the Gospel this morning, he refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth. I don't know if you realize, but truth is a very important part of each one of our lives. And truth today seems to be a very scarce commodity, if you use that phrase. When you look at the news, or if you look at the news on different channels, or you read different newspapers, you end up not knowing who to believe or what to believe. And it's very important that we as Christians try and live truthful lives. Now, in the time of Jesus, it might surprise you to hear that truth also was a rather scarce commodity. And the culture at Jesus was one of deceit and lying, and you only shared the truth with the family. And the families in those days included cousins, uncles, aunts, and all relatives. And anybody outside the family, the idea was, had no right to know what was going on or to be told anything. And Jesus tells us he's sending us the Spirit of Truth. And so we have the second commandment, thou shalt not take the name of God in vain. And in those days, people would may very often use God to witness to a lie. And you know yourself, that is a very serious, serious sin. When you swear, I'm telling the truth, and if you then proceed to lie, well, that is perjury. And that's a very serious sin, and also a serious law to break, and somebody who commits perjury ought to and normally end up in prison. But one person we can believe is we can believe in Jesus. Jesus was probably the most truthful person, not probably, but was the most truthful person that ever lived. And so I want you to again, listen to the words in the Gospel this morning. I will not leave you orphans. I will send you the Spirit, the indwelling Spirit. The Spirit will dwell in you, and I will be in you. So, Holy Spirit and Jesus are the same person. Now, the question for me this morning, when I was reading the gospel, and the question for you is, do you really believe this? Is it just something you've heard many times before, and it doesn't make any great difference in your life? Possibly it's a difficult thing. It's difficult to believe, and so I'm not saying it's easy, to believe that God lives in me. And no matter who you are, or what you are, or how much you have, or the color of your skin, God lives in you. And I think at times we find that difficult, to look at somebody and say, God lives in that person. I'm looking at an image of God. Difficult. And the only way to really see God in other people is to be absolutely convinced that God lives in me, that Jesus lives in me. Now you might say, all right, but you can't believe that, and I can't believe that, unless we have some proof that no matter what happens to me, I will not leave you orphans. So have you ever found yourself totally on your own, isolated, not knowing where to turn? You're in a terrible dilemma. You're facing a terrible situation in your life. And unless you feel that God is with you at that time, well, there's no real point, is there, in believing that God is with you. Now, I have to, in the next couple of minutes, more or less, prove to you that God never lets us down. And so, if you really, no matter what trouble you're going through, no matter what difficulty you're going through, if you really turn to God, He's our loving Father, and if you really believe in Him and trust Him and ask Him to help you, I can guarantee you, not just from the head, something that I've read, but from my own experience in life, God will always be there for us. Maybe not immediately, but ultimately God never lets us down. And no matter what difficulty we go through, ultimately we come out. And the other amazing thing is that you begin to see life in a whole new way. So, we're all living in a very difficult time at the moment. And you might be wondering, why does God let things like this happen? Where is God? Why does God allow things like this to happen? Well, again, we got to go back and look at what's happening, and not just at our own situation, but have a broader outlook and look around the world and what we see. Today, everybody agrees, it's a much more purer climate. There's less smog around. The air is much clearer. And also, more important, people seem to be caring for one another. Look at all the people who are reaching out to help. People who never got involved in anything like that before. So even now, in the middle of this pandemic, we see wonderful things happening. And to be able to see God in all that, that is real faith. Faith, I keep saying to you time and time again, is not something in the head that you believe in. It's something that inhabits or indwells in your whole being and shapes your whole life so to speak. So I find now, at this stage in my life, that no matter what happens to me, no matter what difficulty, no matter what trauma or situation I go through, I know and I believe that God is there for me. And you know, it's amazing. I cease to be unduly worried. I see many, many, many people walking around. They're fed up, they're depressed, they're worried, they're anxious. Well, maybe it's difficult to say, or put it another way, maybe easy for me to say, but maybe more difficult for you to do it. But if you really are a true Christian, a true follower of Christ, then you will really trust in the Father. God is our Father. Put it this way. Nobody, no one will ever love you more than God. I don't care who it is, somebody might give their life for you, but the love of God surpasses all human love. It's there for the taking. And so when I say I believe in God, what I really mean is that I trust in God, I believe that God is with me, I believe that God is for me, and that's real faith, to believe that God is for you, not just that I believe in the existence of God, but that God is for you. And I hope you can say this morning, God is with me, God, and God is for me, and I know that God will never forsake me and never let me down.